On this episode of the Edge podcast, I discuss employer brand with Lori Blanford, a fellow ClearEdge account manager. Lori and I cover the difference between a company brand and an employer brand, why a strong employer brand is important to growing your bottom line, tactics to stay on top of your employer brand, and how companies can use their employer brand to stand out from competitors in a tight job market. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Edge podcast. I'm Emily Tatum, and today I have someone with me who has an extensive marketing background, particularly in creating effective marketing strategies for B2B organizations, including lead demand generation, communication, branding, website development, and so much more. She is also a source of calm energy in my life, which is often needed and highly appreciated. Please welcome Lori Blanford, fellow account manager at ClearEdge Marketing. Lori, thank you for coming on The Edge.
Hi, Emily. Thank you. This will be fun.
Yeah. ClearEdge gets a lot of questions from clients around the importance of employer branding, so I wanted to have you on The Edge today to provide some light on the topic, given that you have so much experience implementing employment brand strategies. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, so let's get to it. What is an employer brand?
Okay, well, first let's talk about what a company's brand is. So a company brand is the marketplace perception of its product or services. And a company's employer brand is its reputation as an employer and what it offers to potential employees. So an employment brand is really about building relationships with potential candidates long before they hit the apply button. And an employer brand showcases things like a company's culture, its working environment, the benefits and perks it offers its employees. And we don't really have to have worked for a company to have a good sense of what their employer brand is. We can get an idea of what a company is like to work for by reading review sites like Glassdoor or Indeed, reading about the company and its activities on social media, and hearing about what people who work for that company have to say about it.
Yeah, I think that this goes back to the conversation that in a previous The Edge Marketing podcast episode with Janilyn Kidd, our head of creative at ClearEdge. She's talking about brand a lot, and it's so interesting that it's almost like you control your brand, but at the same time, you don't control your brand because it's the perception that other people have of your brand is what is your brand. So employer branding, it's cool that like we have an idea of what we think Google's employer brand is, right? So yes. If I say what's Google's employer brand, I'm saying it's collaborative, it's innovative, mm-hmm. it's fun, it's techie, it's free food, but I don't even work there.
That's right.
But I can define their employer brand because that's just how branding works.
Yes, and the most successful employer brands are very closely aligned with their consumer brands, so they're often one and the same, and that's exactly your right. example with Google.
Right. And what makes a strong employer brand?
In my opinion, a strong employer brand is an authentic employer brand. It's truthful and accessible, and employees are the best channel for promoting it. You know, we were talking about Google, and we have other friends who love the companies they work for. They probably post about it on social media, and they let everyone know whatever it is about it that excites them and makes them feel appreciated. So like any brand, a strong employer brand can only be achieved by delivering what is promised. And a strong employer brand really has to work hand in hand with stakeholders across the organization yeah. to make sure that the employee experience that's being shared with the market is the authentic employee experience.
Yeah.
And as part of showcasing the employer brand, we're using the same tactics we're using to engage with prospective customers mm-hmm. as part of the consumer brand.
Right. I think it's also, it's a big indicator about how strong your employer brand is if you talk to a CEO and you say, what's your employer brand? And they say, you know, we are, let's do the same thing for Google. We're collaborative, we're fun, we're innovative. But then you go to a candidate who's applying and you say, okay, you're applying to this organization, or we've seen you interested in this organization, what is your perception of this organization? What's their employer brand to you, basically? And they say something completely opposite, like, well, I don't know, they seem pretty quiet, they don't seem to collaborate much, it doesn't seem like a fun culture. That's when you really know that your employer brand isn't strong, because two of your biggest stakeholders, obviously the CEO of your organization and the candidates applying, have completely different views of your employer brand.
Yes, and that's a really good point. And a good place to start in evaluating your employer brand is to know what's out there about your company, what's being said. So audit the social media and company review sites like Indeed and Glassdoor, know what's being said. Online reviews have a tremendous influence on job seekers. Mm-hmm. So really make an effort to improve those reviews and increase the number of positive reviews.
Yeah. So why do organizations want a strong employer brand?
Well, companies with a strong employer brand have an easier time attracting, hiring, and retaining talent. Mm-hmm. Also, strong employer brands tend to attract the right talent,
right,
because those companies know who they want to target.
Yeah.
And they know what those candidates are looking for.
Right.
And also, when you're competing for talent, if you're a company with a strong employer brand, you have something more to offer than a decent salary. You're providing a unique and enjoyable employee experience, and that holds value.
Yeah.
The other thing is, when you're showcasing what it's like to work with your company, you're giving candidates an opportunity to determine if it's the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you get candidates in your interview cycles who are genuinely interested in working for your company. And that eliminates those candidates who are kind of kicking the tires through the interview process, and it just makes the whole thing more efficient.
Employer branding is just one of the most important parts of an organization, because your employees are your most important assets. So a strong employer brand means that you're attracting, like you said, the right ones. And if your employees are your most important assets, you have to bring on the people that you want to grow your organization and to continue to expand.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And you mentioned auditing. How can an organization audit their current employer brand to identify if they need to pivot their employment brand strategy?
Yeah, so the first step, as we mentioned, is that audit. Know what the market perception of your employer brand is. And then identify your employer value proposition, or your EVP. So your EVP is going to include your company's mission and value, but it goes way beyond that. A solid EVP, and this is my favorite part of employer branding, it requires everyone working together. It's your executive team, it's your HR team, it's your marketing team. You're all working together to determine what your company offers as part of the employee experience. And then it's everyone working together to implement programs to deliver that experience,
yeah,
right? And then we're amplifying the experience. So it's about creating a great place to work and then showcasing it.
Yeah.
That is super fun stuff.
Right. How do you do it on social media, on Glassdoor, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, your Instagram? Everywhere digital, as well as internal with the culture.
Yes, and that's an excellent point. So then the next step is to make a plan, and that plan has to be a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we're employing the same tactics that we do for consumer marketing. So we're telling the story of what makes the company a great company to work for, and we're using all those traditional tactics. And what companies need to keep in mind is that cultivating and nurturing an employer brand takes time and it takes resources, just like marketing for new business does.
Mm-hmm.
It also takes honesty, so be realistic. The strength of your employer brand is very much dependent upon your employees' willingness to authenticate it,
yeah,
right? As you probably already do with traditional consumer marketing, with employer marketing, we also suggest that you create personas for the various type of talent that you're looking to attract. So who are they? What kind of content do they consume? What interests them and motivates them? It's really important to identify that so that your strategy can be properly aligned. The other piece is knowing your competitors' strengths and weaknesses as employers.
That's
so,
a good point.
Yeah, yeah, why are you losing candidates in the interview process? Why are they taking offers over your competitors? So as with Marketing 101, know the competition and differentiate yourself from it.
Right.
And it's the same with employer branding. And then lastly, as we've talked a lot about already, is really turning employees into ambassadors and creating that sense of belonging for potential candidates. So employee testimonials and stories are super effective methods of sharing the employee experience. So incorporate these into your interview and hiring process. They're very powerful tools.
Yeah. I think once organizations have their audit down and they decide what direction they want to go in, for us as marketers, one of the things that we always recommend is a Glassdoor strategy. Because yes. Glassdoor is such a huge indicator of your employer brand.
Yes, it
is. What are people saying internal in your culture on your Glassdoor page about working there? And how is that going to affect attracting candidates? One test that I like to do also with clients, or actually two tests, is, well, first to see, are they getting referrals? Are they getting referrals from employees? Because that's a pretty strong indicator of if you're hiring the right people and if you're retaining them well and attracting other people like them. And then another one is if the employers are to go to their job boards and if they just put their hand over their logo and they read through their description, if they can identify other logos, other organizations that could be saying the exact same thing, then they're not articulating their employer brand strong enough because they're not differentiating, like you said, from their competitors and offering something that's unique to their organization.
That's right. Yeah, with job descriptions, don't be afraid to use the company's personality as part of the job description. Write to your potential candidate rather than just listing responsibilities.
Yeah, exactly.
Share what it's like to work for your company. What is it like day to day? What are the challenges of this position? It is okay to be truthful as part of these. It will improve the quality of candidates that you're seeing as a result.
Right. And don't throw out things like, oh, we give out free breakfast, if like your candidates don't care about that. You know, decide, like you said, with their persona, who that person is, and every piece of communication needs to fall in line with what their persona would desire.
Yes.
Because not everybody wants a free breakfast. Some people don't care.
Yes. And that's a really good point. Going back to the audit and determining your EVP, is don't just assume what your employees want as part of their benefits and perks package, but survey them and find out. Companies are dealing with employees that span generations, and at different points in our lives, we have different priorities. And it's important to accommodate all your different generations that are a part of your workforce and make sure that you're delivering something for each of them.
Exactly. Lori, thank you so much for going over employer brand with us. If anybody wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Sure. I welcome you to connect with me on LinkedIn, or it can be reached at Clear Edge Marketing, lblanford@clearedgemarketing.com. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum@clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.